USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Police reform will be front and center this week in Washington. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham says police reform was blocked by Democrats under President Trump.
We'd have police reform in the last Congress, but Chuck Schumer and Kamala Harris made a conscious effort to block bringing up Tim Scott's reform bill. They filibustered Tim Scott's bill because they didn't want Tim Scott and President Trump to get credit for it. There's no reason we shouldn't have done it last time. We'll try again.
A new poll reveals three times as many Americans say security at the U.S.-Mexico border is worse under President Biden than it was under President Trump. The administration continues to blame President Trump for the crisis at the border.
Part of the problem is that under the previous administration, they pulled out, essentially, a lot of what had been the continuum of work. And it essentially came to a standstill.
Kamala Harris on CNN. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by April 30th and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Customs and Border Protection officers seized more than $4 million worth of methamphetamine at the FAR Reynosa International Bridge on April 17th. CBP officers examined a tractor trailer hauling fresh cucumber pickles into Texas and found it was hiding 114 packages of alleged methamphetamine weighing 217 pounds. Iraq's Prime Minister Mustafa announced Sunday an urgent investigation into a fire at a hospital in southeastern Baghdad that killed at least 82 people and wounded 110 others on Saturday. The hospital provides care for severe COVID-19 patients. The United States has taken a hands-off approach to regulating self-driving cars, hoping to help the market thrive, but is that the best policy by the feds? The U.S. Auto Safety Agency is investigating 28 crashes of Tesla vehicles, and with no clear rules or accountability, these incidents risk undermining public confidence in a technology that's supposed to help the U.S. keep its global competitive edge. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Facing a record number of mass shootings since taking office, the Biden administration wants more gun control to combat the issue. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
With more than 130 mass shootings in the U.S. since President Joe Biden has taken office, Vice President Kamala Harris says the administration is limited on what it can do on gun control.
We have to codify, that's a fancy word for make permanent, make the law that we agree we should have background checks. That's just reason. Gun safety laws. We should have an assault weapons ban. Assault weapons have been designed to kill a lot of people quickly. They are weapons of war, and Congress has to act.
Harris telling CNN State of the Union that there's only so much the president can do through executive order, but something must be done.
The National Rifle Association will spend $2 million to push back on President Joe Biden's gun control campaign. The CDC has new guidelines for kids at camp. Dan Naraki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The CDC has issued new guidance that could see kids returning to a summer pastime, heading off to camp. The new recommendations released on Saturday say children should stay 3 feet apart from each other as much as possible, with the adult members of staff keeping 6 feet away. They're also being encouraged to get vaccinated. Camp activities should be outdoors as much as possible, and masks are still recommended indoors for those who can wear them. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.